Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Seven after the hour. That's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden. He's at the controls and has just pushed a button allowing us to hear a song that has been the theme. As a matter of fact, the Pope was heard singing this song to the members of the Catholic Church. We are family.
Grooving
today.
Through the Vatican.
Grooving. At the Vatican, a major document about family life issued. Been 2 years in the meetings and bishops, questionnaires, all that kind of stuff. This is a document that has been on his mind, apparently, since he became the Pope. It's called Cue the Opinions. Amoris, again, this is Latin for let's all get together, I think. He's been breaking with tradition. I like this guy because he's a leader, Frank. I don't care that he's the head of the Catholic Church. That just happens to be an incidental, just one of those things. But he'd be good at whatever. I think this guy would be good at whatever he had chosen to do because he just has that. You know how some people just have it. So he thinks we should be talking about divorce, same-sex marriage, living in sin, then there's mom and dad and one big happy family that's part of it. But he's a pretty open-minded guy. And is it because he's the Pope?
Well,
his words have more impact. He's a cool Pope. He has strayed from traditional rules. Remember the streamlining the annulment process? How many people... If you're a Catholic, did you hear your priest talk about it? What did she say about that?
Well, I haven't talked to her.
Forgiving women
this.
Who've gotten abortions as part of the year of mercy. That's another thing your wife, I'm sure, was talking about. A lot of women have been talking about this.
No, not so much that. But, I mean, we had to go through it because my wife was married before I was. And she was married in Colombia. The actual ceremony took place in Colombia.
Right.
That Catholic Church, obviously. And you would not believe what you have to go through in South American Catholic churches to get an annulment or a divorce.
Is it different than here?
There's a little bit of a payoff that goes along.
I was just going to say, if you got money, look at Ted Kennedy.
Yeah.
He gets his first marriage annulled. The guy's got four kids with his first wife, and he gets it annulled. How do you do that and, you know, have any respect for the process, frankly?
But I think what this Pope is doing is just kind of updating rules for the reality of today's world.
We are family.
And trying to do it.
1 billion Catholics.
Yeah, in a way
that
still kind of follows the church's rules, even though he hasn't officially changed the rules. He's kind of put out there, hey, listen, we have to, you know,
it's
be
a
real.
Papal encyclical. I love that term. A papal encyclical. Ooh. There are 1 billion Catholics, 1.3 billion Muslims. So the Muslims got them beat by 300 million. How many Christians are there in the world?
I mean,
Catholics are Christians.
I just looked at this the other day, and I was surprised to see that there are more Christians in the world than Muslims.
Well, there are, because you add the Catholic Church together with all the Protestant sects, SECTS, and you come up with more than the Muslims. It's Protestants and Catholics combined. You'd think that everybody would kind of get together. Because isn't the preaching of most of the major, if not all the major religions, getting along? Isn't that really? I mean, you hear these people say, well, in the Quran it says this, and the Torah says that, and the Bible says that. Yeah, if you really read, you don't have to read between the lines. If you actually read, although there's contradictory information in all of these books, because they were written by human beings, people say, it's the word of God. Well, everybody's words are words from God, because we're all created by the same God, in my opinion. So That's we all get the same sort of connection, if that's what you want to call it. And so people determine, you know, it's so silly. You get into all of these things and realize how all of the differences that are underscored by religions are so foolish because they all started in the same place and then they just had different roots because people have different opinions. It's the same thing that we see today. It's part of the human condition. Part of what we're supposed to be learning in our lessons is that we need to respect other people's points of view and other people's opinions. So Martin Luther didn't like something in the Catholic Church. He became a protester. Thus the Protestant Church begins. And then the Methodists didn't like something, and the Seventh-day Adventists didn't like some of the Mormons. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
And they changed five rules in the creed of the religion. Yeah.
Oh, foolishness.
You want religion by the numbers?
Yes, Richie, please.
All right. So these are approximate numbers, they say, but it looks like 31% of the Earth's population is Christian. Uh-huh. That equates to 2.2 billion people. Uh-huh. Islam has 23%, 1.6 billion people. Secular comes in third with 1.1 billion people, or unaffiliated, 16.3%. Mm-hmm. Hindus, 1 billion.
Really?
That gives them 15%. Chinese traditional religion, 394 million.
Taoism.
Mm-hmm. Ethnic religions, 300 million. African traditional religions, 100 million. And then on down, Sikhism, spiritualism, Judaism. Mm-hmm. Judaism, 14 million. That's all?
That's it. Not
wow.
Yeah, you'd think because of the impact, people think, oh, a lot more than that. Nope.
Hey, there are a million neo-paganisms out there.
Neo-paganists.
Neo-paganists.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Neo-paganists. You know what a pagan is? You know what paganism?
They're the sun worshiper people.
Well,
right?
They don't believe in they don't believe in the one god theory, for the most part. Pagans are multiple god worshippers. If phraseology works,
yeah, the sun god, the god of wind, pagan. The god of rain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who do you think's at the bottom of the list?
The god of cows.
Close. No, that would be Hinduism. They're right up there. Right.
That's it. Yeah, they are.
Rastafarians.
Really?
0.6 million people.
Not enough people smoking enough of that pot.
Hey, man. Come on, join my church.
Let's have a little of the good toker.
Right above them is the Unitarian Church.
Listen to me
church.
Sounding silly. I don't know anything about that stuff. It's silly.
You know Marley. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, I suppose. I like the music, frankly. I find the music appealing.
Marley's a great guy. He had a great philosophy. Just, hey, man.
I like the song One Toke Over the Line. I've always liked that song.
That's your only pot song you go
one
to?
Talk,
that's your go-to pot song?
And, well, the lyric line, One Toke Over the Line, Sweet Jesus. And that's what sticks in my mind about that. Probably you could find that song in a moment. Maybe Richie would be clever and we'll be able to sing a chorus of One Toke Over the Line. Ah, that didn't take too long. That group is called Orleans, as I recall, right?
Nay.
No, who is it?
No, it's Brewer and Shipley.
Oh, Brewer and Shipley, right. One Toke Over the Line. Let's get up, Richie. Yes. Sound like Orleans, though. Listen to the lyrics.
I'm giving you this because it's Friday and we're going to have a little fun.
Yeah, why not? Okay. I like to get to the One Toke Over the Line, Sweet Jesus, so keep playing until we get to that. My one claim to drug fame is liking this song. That's it. All right, come on.
Have you heard Bob Marley? Yeah. And my mama said, if I should choose to
make a part of me, but sure, let's drag me dead. One more time. One toke over the line, sweet Jesus. One toke over the line. What does Kara think of this song? She ever heard it before?
Let me see here. Yeah. Hey, Kara. Do you ever
hear this song before? Where'd you go?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard this song before?
I have not.
Really? Look at what you missed out on. Oh, come on, Richie. Play a little bit more of it for us. Spoiling everybody. This is right, can we put Kara on the hot seat? Kara, have you ever had a toke
Really gonna do this?
Yeah, you know, you can not answer if you don't want to, but not answering
you
it
can
will
plead
be
the fifth.
I'll plead the fifth.
Will be considered which
means
a yes.
Which means yes.
It was right. Legal in Washington State.
There you go. All right, so Richie, have you ever? I've never asked you this.
I have. I don't like it. Yeah, it just makes you tired and hungry.
I've never imbibed, but I smelled it. I've been around it. I mean, I think people ought to be able to make the choice on their own as to whether they want to use it or not, but I just find it, ugh.
Yeah, I find that I lose all my money at 7-Eleven after an experience there. So.
Right, so something to settle your stomach down.
Yeah.
All right, so we've accomplished great things so far in this Hour of the Good Day program. We brought you the Pope and one toke over the line. And by the way, that stuff that the Catholics have, you know, the smoke that comes out of that chalice that they swing around.
Yeah, they tell
you, know,
you
it's really
not,
in there.
Right,
huh?
Right.
You know what's inside that?
They're playing Marley and having a little fun in there.
That's it. Hey, what do you think? Why do you think the peyote business is so good out in the Southwest? People throwing rocks at the radio now. 18 after on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Where do great ideas come from? We took a chance on a song to find out.
You may have heard of or even remember the band ABBA and their hit song Take a Chance on Me. Bjorn Ulvaeus explained its origin.
He was jogging. The rhythm of his steps just kept screaming these words to him. Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, 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 take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, chance, chance.
Oh boy. He turned his time away into a song. You just never know where a great idea is going to come from. Isn't it funny how many times it'll happen in a place that you'd least expect, like in the shower?
Or on a jog. You may just find your big idea step by step, and there's a chance it will take you to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your pay? Check. It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How much do you hate exercise? Well, finally, there's a reason to love it. But of course, check with your physician before you start. Here's the science of it. Let's take a lesson from lab rats that exercise. It seems that these rodents not only have stronger muscles, but exhibit several really great side effects. Get this. 4 weeks of exercise and the well-toned rat had 20% more blood vessels in their brain. So a little exercise a day yields toned muscles, a better memory, less fatigue, and a better mood. Also, get this. The rats seemed happier. They weren't even as aggressive. What's the cheap psychological trick? A little exercise, about 4 weeks worth, could make you happier in your rat race world. You could go far with big muscles, big brain, and a better attitude. Would love to hear from you, really. Drop me a line at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.